Good afternoon. The time is 2 o'clock. Welcome to Vox Pop on this fine food Friday, January 13th. Yeah, it's Friday the 13th. I'm Ray Graff. Well, to shake off the heebie-jeebies on this Friday the 13th, we'll dedicate the next hour to something very comforting indeed. Smoked meats, cheese, and more. Two folks from Chester's Smokehouse in Albany are in the studio today, ready to answer your questions about the old-time tradition of smoking meat and crafting signature sandwiches. So stoke the fire, sharpen up the knives, give us a call, 800-348-2551, 800-348-2551. You got your cheese, you got your sausage, your phone, you give us a call. It's Vox Pop, it's Food Friday with Chester's Smokehouse after the news. Hello once again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff. You know, meat and cheese, they're staples of the American diet. Some argue that, it's not so good. Some people say it's great. I'm of the school that says that's pretty great. And, you know, you can't deny that it's a delicious thing. And when the proper time and care is taken to prepare and cook these delicacies, the results are even better. To help you figure out the best way to serve up meats, we have two gentlemen from Chester's Smokehouse in the studio. The Smokehouse on Watervliet Avenue in Albany opened in 2015. It serves custom artisan smoked meats and cheese made from scratch. It's, I went there last week. It's quite a place. Jim Kelly handles marketing for the Smokehouse. Ken Alterac helps run the show. Jim and Ken, welcome to Food Friday. Nice to have you guys here.
Thank you for having us, Ray.
Yeah, I went there on the number, by the way, if you want to call in with your question about sausage and whatnot, and who doesn't want to know about that, 800-348-2551, 800-348-2551 is the number, or you can email voxpop@wamc.org, voxpop@wamc.org. But again, the number is 800-348-2551. When I walked into the shop, now, I've been meaning to go for a year. I think I've known about it for about a year. Finally, I got to go. Last Friday, I went. It's like, for someone like me, it's like Disneyland. It's a remarkable place with meats everywhere and a deli case. And I got to say, it's pretty impressive. Now, something I didn't know until in the green room a few moments ago was that all those bologna and everything else, it's all made from scratch.
Yep. Yeah, we make everything there in-house.
I got kielbasa, and the thing that sent me over was my wife said, the folks from work got buffalo chicken pierogies. And I said, well, we have to get that. And I got to say, it did not disappoint. We got ham and cheese pierogies and buffalo chicken pierogies. And whose idea was that?
Well, we all have a collective effort on everything over there, but, we come up with things as we go, and we got to keep them all the time because they're all good, you know.
So, Ken, you help in preparing all this stuff.
Yep, coming up with new stuff.
And this is now Chester is kind of a mysterious. He's like Elvis. He's a mysterious figure. He won't go on the interview program.
Yeah. Some people aren't sure if he's real or not.
But he is real.
He is real.
He's a real character.
He's a character.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't come on the show. Well, no. I got to say, he was pretty wise to do that. But, you guys are pretty young to be in this business, though. Now, Ken, you grew up around this stuff.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've been eating Chester stuff my whole life.
You know,
he's always done this stuff out of his house and everything. So, I've been eating this stuff and helping him do this stuff for a long time. So,
in 2015, you opened Chester Smokehouse in Albany, and it's quite a place. What did you bring? With maybe one or two exceptions in the 3 or 4 years we've done this show, you maybe have brought the most food.
Yeah.
It's incredible. What do we have here?
Well, there we got a meat and cheese platter with different smoked sausages, smoked cheeses, and jerkies. And then we got a couple different hot sandwiches and, some nice homemade bacon and galumpkies, pierogies.
So tell us about the sausages on the tray there.
Well, all the sausages we make in-house, they're seasoned, in-house. Everything is cured and smoked there, and, it's all of our own recipes. And
so I see kielbasa, and you have the double-smoked. When I was in the store, I was mystified. I always thought kielbasa, you buy kielbasa, right?
Yep.
No, there was smoked kielbasa. There was double-smoked kielbasa, and then there was sort of a whitish, non-smoked-at-all kielbasa.
Yeah, the fresh.
So tell me about, first of all, the process to make a kielbasa.
Well, first you got to cure the meat. You know, you cut the meat, and then you got to cure it in the salt, sugar, and different.
For how long?
About 3 days, 4 days on the kielbasa, and then you grind it, and then you stuff it, and then you smoke it.
Okay. And the double smoke then is?
Yeah, is smoked, refrigerated, and then re-smoked again.
So you refrigerate it for a day, two days, and then you smoked it again. Now, I haven't tried that.
But it's very similar, just a little bit smokier, a little bit drier on the outside.
I was, I was a little mystified by the fresh kielbasa.
Yeah.
So this is just non-smoked. How would you cook
it's
that?
It's non-smoked and non-cured, so it has a much different taste.
Doesn't sound like it's kielbasa at all, then.
Well, it's in Poland, everything is kielbasa.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Even like regular breakfast sausage, they call it American kielbasa. But it's called fresh kielbasa. That's what they make, you know. And it's just not cured like kielbasa, but it has very similar spices and everything.
And Chester is from Poland.
Yeah.
And when did he come to the States?
1986, I believe.
And so you grew up near Chester's house, and he's been making this stuff all along. How did you convince Chester to end up doing this?
Well, you know, everybody's got to do something, you know, and it's, you know, he's got his own place now, and he's always done it out of his basement, and everybody, you know, he's got a pretty large following just from his basement. So him and me and my father, we all got together and decided to do this thing all together, and so far, so good, you know.
What cheese is on that platter, by the way?
We got smoked cheddar, smoked Swiss, smoked Gouda. What else?
It's like unsmoked cheddar, just sharp cheddar.
But, I mean, we have all kinds of smoked cheeses there. Smoked feta, smoked blue cheese, which is phenomenal.
And you smoke all the cheese?
Yeah, we cold smoke it all there, like 18 hours in the smokehouse, all right there.
Where is the smokehouse?
It's right there in the back.
Oh, really? Yeah. Right at Waterville Ave?
Yep.
I didn't see any smoke when I was there.
Well, we got fans and stuff.
There you go. Yeah, it was very smoke-free.
They got rules now nowadays.
You're right. Our number is 800-348-2551 on this Food Friday. We're joined by Jim Kelly and Ken Alterac of Chester's Smokehouse in Albany. Jim, you were a student of Joe Donahue's.
I was, yes, at St. Rose.
Really? And you lived to tell the tale.
I did. I made it out alive.
Well, that's congratulations, and we're certainly happy you are here today. All right, let's try something here. What do we got?
Well, what are you looking for?
What am I looking for?
I know you already got into the bacon, so.
I tried the bacon. Okay, the bacon is great. And one thing I love when you buy real bacon, they slice it for you.
Yep.
Yeah.
And so I got, I think when I was there, I got the garlic pepper bacon.
And you want to get as thick as humanly possible.
I couldn't agree more. My kids they like it a little thinner. But oh my gosh, what is this?
That's our famous Reuben, homemade corned beef, imported sauerkraut, homemade dressing, and smoked cheese, and a signature rye bread we got.
Oh, it smells phenomenal. Yeah. And so you grill the bread as well.
Yep.
Oh, gosh.
And a little plug, the rye is made just for us, no one else, by Berkshire Mountain Bakery.
A great bakery.
Yeah.
All right, so here's the thing. Here's how this show works. If I am to eat, we take a call. So let's take a call. You guys answer the person.
Okay.
And I'll try the sandwich. 800-348-2551. We go to Charles in East Fishkill. Charles.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Sure thing.
As a home smoker, I have some questions. Wondering if your guests could help me. I have a tall cylinder smoker with an electric element in the bottom with the lava rocks, and I soak, usually it's hickory or maple or something, to get the smoking. And the meats that I have smoked, I've done a chicken and I've done a couple of pork roasts, come out very, very bitter. And I do use a spice rub on the outside, a couple of different things that I bought online, but the meat itself comes out very bitter, and I was wondering if they had any suggestions as to what I might be doing wrong.
Okay.
I do have one thing. You said maple you use?
Yeah, hickory or maple or, you know, I buy large bags of wood chunks at Home Depot and what, you know,
okay,
whatever sounds good is what I use.
Because we exclusively use hickory, just because it's the hardest, one of the hardest woods that you can possibly smoke, and it, you know, it has that sweet and strong flavor.
Right.
So softer woods, and maple is kind of in the middle between soft and hard. Softer woods produce a resin, which when smoked, kind of makes a bitter aftertaste.
Oh, there you go.
It's kind of unsavory. Mm-hmm.
Cherry's good as well, right?
Yeah,
it's a hard wood.
So maybe it's the wood then, Charles.
Okay. I'm wondering if I was smoking things too long. You know, the instructions say smoke it for 6 to 8 hours, and the meat never got dry, really, but very bitter tasting. And I read somewhere that you start it in the smoker and finish it in the oven. Would that be something that I should do as a home amateur smoker?
Well, it is a little easier to finish it in the oven, you know, because when you do finish in the smokehouse, it does tend to dry things out.
Yeah.
But that's what you want to some extent, right?
Yeah, I mean, you don't want it to be dry.
I'll go back to experimenting, and thank you for your help.
Hey, thanks a lot. We appreciate the call, Charles. Okay. Our number is 800-348-2551. It's Chester's Smokehouse today on Food Friday. We're happy to welcome Jim Kelly and Ken Alterac, and the Reuben is phenomenal.
I'm glad you like it.
I'll be having some more in a moment.
That's our signature sandwich.
It's break time, and let's take a break. 800-348-2551 on this Friday the 13th. We'll be back.
Support for WAMC comes from Viva Fresh Pasta. 30 years and 30 wines by the glass. European cuisine infused with flavors of the world. Northampton, Massachusetts. Grab life by the knife and fork. VivaFreshPasta.com. Spirit House, Amherst, Massachusetts. A family-owned wine, beer, and spirits retailer offering organically farmed wines from around the world. Wine tastings Saturday afternoons. SpiritHAUS.com. Uncle Sam's All-American Chocolate Factory, offering over 100 chocolates, including truffles, buttercrunch, and sea-salted caramels, located on Albany Street, Schenectady, and Newton Plaza, Loudonville. UncleSamsCandy.com. Troy Waterfront Farmers Market, featuring farm-fresh produce and handmade goods every Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. inside the Troy Atrium. TroyMarket.org. And River Valley Co-op, Northampton, Massachusetts, a food co-op featuring fresh local foods, a deli department with made-to-order sandwiches, a soup and salad bar, and a bakery. rivervalley.coop.
It's Fox Pop on WAMC. Food Friday with Ray Graff, 800-348-2551. Jim Kelly and Ken Alterac are here from Chester's Smokehouse on Watervliet Avenue in Albany, makers of one of the finest darn Reuben sandwiches I've ever had. Really, really good work. So when you you're making kielbasa or whatever and you're smoking, you just have logs?
No.
How does the smokehouse work? I've never been in a smokehouse.
Well, the way ours is a little more modern.
A smoking lounge, but not
ours is a little more modern, I guess, the way it is, because we do so much at once. You don't really want to have, you know, the temperature and the smoke vary. So ours is done with like a smoke generator, which is just like a little generator that drops wood chips down on a timer.
Yeah.
And
it just... So it's actual. It's not like a Motley Crue concert with fake smoke.
No, it's real smoke, but it's just. We're not stoking a fire, you know what I mean, because it's just not consistent.
So you're buying pellets?
No, they're just wood, like sawdust almost, but
I'll
it's like
darned.
Hickory sawdust, yeah.
And so this sort of thing you can actually buy in bulk, or do you have to call the lumber mill and say, I need hardwood?
Well, it's not easy to get, actually, but we do have somebody where we get it from, so it's not too hard. But.
All right, before we take our next call, let's look and see what else you have brought. And boy, you have so many things.
You want to do the Golubkis next?
All right, tell us what that is.
The Golubkis? The Golubkis are
it's
a Polish
stuffed cabbage,
European
right?
dish. Yep, it's like a stuffed cabbage with rice and meats.
Oh, there's not really any Polish in my family, but my mom used to make these.
Yeah.
She just called them stuffed cabbage.
Thing, yeah.
How am I going to eat this? I can't eat this. All right. I can't eat this show. This on the show, it's impossible. All right, and you know, in the old days, we had waitresses, and they'd come around and serve us, but it's impossible. So 800-348-2551 is the telephone number. What's in the white container?
This is house smoked chicken wings.
Chicken wings. Yeah. I did not see those.
No, we just started doing them. You know, because we got the big game coming up, so we got some nice.
Let me take a look at those. I'm kind of a connoisseur. A
couple different flavors, you know.
So what is that?
That is just the regular buffalo.
And then you got our homemade blue cheese dressing with it.
The smoked blue cheese in there.
So already you passed the test because it's not too. It's dry.
Yeah.
In other words, it's not covered in goop, and so you win. And we'll have to try that as well. Our number here is 800-348-2551. Jim Kelly, Ken Alterac here from Chester's Smokehouse. So you're fairly young. What are you picking up as far as the secrets from Chester?
Well, I guess luckily I am fairly young, so I do learn quickly, you know. But, I mean, I try to learn as much as I can, you know. He really knows what he's doing, so I try to really pay attention as much as I can and learn everything I can from him, you know.
One of the things about the kielbasa that I got last week was the density of it.
Mm-hmm.
You buy commercial, and we buy plenty of it commercially made from the big places that you buy them in the grocery store. They're very good. We love them.
Yeah.
The density is so much more. So,
yeah. Well, because it's all meat, you know. The stuff you get in the store is pumped, you know. It's got water in it and stuff like that. So ours is just, you know, it's just all real meat. We don't pump the kielbasa with water, you know, 30% water or anything like that.
Give us a rough recipe of how you make kielbasa. So pork,
you know, we got our own little secret blend of spices, you know, that are kind of locked down over there.
Okay, we won't ask.
And then, you know, the curing process, the different salts and the sugar and stuff that in the water that you cure it in. And then besides the spices, that's really the only
mystery. How long do you cure it?
A few days before you chop it up and, you know, case it and everything. And then you case it up and then you got to let it sit for a day or so the casings will dry out. Because if the casings are wet, then they won't smoke. The smoke won't stick to it.
What's the best way once you take it home to cook it? That's always a question in my house.
Yeah.
Oven sometimes.
The oven.
Obviously,
with
the grill
sauerkraut.
Is great.
You know, you stew it up in a pan.
But
with
for
some
how
sauerkraut.
Long and at what temperature?
In the oven, if you're gonna bake it, at like 300-350, they're gonna be like 15-20 minutes, I'd say. And with a little bit of, you know, if you just want to do the kielbasa, you got to put a little bit of water in there.
Oh, really?
So it won't burn. You know what I mean?
I must confess, I like the skin to be crispy.
Yeah, me
and
too.
This is obviously natural casing, and it takes longer to get crisp. Is
yeah.
there any sort of advice you can give me on that?
Yeah, you can turn the heat up on the oven, I guess.
Or frying pan or grill. That's
yeah.
what I like to do on the grill in the summer.
Or even if you just, you know, cut them just like that and cook them like that, you know, sliced on a bias. But,
yeah.
You know, if you like them crispy, you just got to keep cooking them, I guess.
All right. Now, I see that you have kielbasa there, and mm-hmm. I see that you have sweet Italian sausage. What's in the middle?
That is our homemade beef jerky. We make a few different kinds of homemade beef jerky. We just use regular top round. You know, we just slice top round, and we dry it out. And we got a few different kinds of jalapeno,
ooh,
black pepper,
nice.
Red pepper.
And how long does it take to make jerky?
It's a few days. You know, you got to slice it, and then you got to cure it in like this our secret jerky sauce, and then you got to lay it all
why
out.
Is everything a secret at Chester's?
Well, that's the idea, you know.
But frankly, we don't even know if Chester exists.
Yeah. Well, that's all right. I'm sure he'd be happy about that.
Really? So he definitely keeps out of the spotlight.
Yeah, he tries, you know, but he is the spotlight at the same time, you know. Without Chester, we got nothing.
Is he
there.
In the shop, or does he just phone
oh, he's
it in?
There.
Oh, he is.
Oh, he's there every day.
Was he there on Friday when I was there?
Yeah, he was probably in the back. You don't see him. You know, he doesn't come out front. He likes to work in the back, and there's a lot of work to do back there. So,
and the bacon that we had, as I said, was the garlic pepper bacon.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the bacon that you have is just the
just
standard run-of-the-mill bacon.
Original yeah. hickory, yeah.
And how thick should we cut that?
When you go, just ask as thick as possible.
Now, why do you say that?
It's, you know, more meat, more to love, you know?
I mean, you know, it's all a preference thing, you know what I mean? But, you know, a lot of people do like, you know, you can't really go somewhere and get a nice thick piece of bacon because nobody does it, you know what I mean?
No, I hear you.
Even at the grocery store, they got slab bacon, but it's pre-cut, so it's you can't really get your own size, you know?
Mm.
But, you know, a lot of people, they do love that thick bacon, so.
We yeah. sure do. It takes a little longer to cook.
Yeah.
Again, frying pan, not necessarily the best the best way. We'll do a lot of the stuff in the oven, to be honest
yep.
with you.
Yeah.
Might be nice enough to grill, though. You know, next week, I think it's going to warm up again. Handcrafted sandwiches, you got plenty of those on the menu. The one I just had, the Reuben, was fantastic. I saw one when I was in the store. Oh, gosh, which one? The veal loaf.
Mm-hmm.
Who makes veal loaf nowadays?
Yeah, veal loaf, olive loaf, head cheese.
Yeah, the head cheese I can do without.
Yeah, we got it all, though.
That's an acquired taste.
Yeah, now...
It's one of our best sellers.
You're kidding me.
Well, you can't go buy head cheese anywhere.
To this day, some people still like head cheese.
Yeah, you know, their father ate it, their grandfather ate it, they were eating it, and They're still around, you know.
It's all right if you don't think about what it is. It's not too bad.
That's a ringing endorsement, Jim Kelly. Well done. I can tell you were a Joe Donahue student way back when. Jim Kelly is here. He handles the marketing for the Smokehouse. Ken Alterac helps run the show over there. And the Chester Smokehouse is Watervliet Avenue in Albany. You guys opened in 2015. And how many meats are on the menu or in the shop at any given time?
Oh, geez.
Probably about, I'd say, like, yeah, probably there's about 80 to 100 items over there at all times,
yeah.
I'd say. Between just, you know, prepared foods and, you know, the different sausages. Because, you know, we do a lot of, like, meatloaves and potato pancakes and pierogies. And so we do have a lot of prepared stuff, too. Just go home and heat it up.
It doesn't seem like that many people are working there. I mean, how on earth can you do all that stuff?
Well, we're there every day, you know. So, you know, it is a lot of work. But yeah, there's no place like it over there. So
we got an email here from Joe. Who says, when I smoke large hunks like chicken, turkey, or roasts, I always brine them first. Mm-hmm. This keeps the meat from drying out and adds a lot of flavor. Also, I can recommend using both cherry and applewoods as a smoke source. In brine, I use a cup of salt, some soy or Worcestershire sauce, some brandy or bourbon, and spices of your choice.
Yep.
That's from Joe. Yeah?
Yeah, it sounds good to me.
You hip to that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, most of our, you know, his stuff is brine, like the bacon is brine, the hams are brine for a couple weeks.
Couple weeks?
Yeah.
Yep.
At what temperature? How do you do
in
that?
In the refrigerator, in the walk-in cooler.
So you just have a big vat with salt water?
Yeah.
And that's all? Any spices
when
you brine?
Yeah, different spices and stuff like that. You get the bacon flavor in there. And, yeah, it takes a few weeks because that liquid's got to get all the way to the inside of that meat, you know what I mean? Because they're not mechanically tenderized or anything like you get in the store, you know.
Will that actually cut the bitter? I mean, I think that our caller earlier just had wood issue.
I think so, yeah. Or maybe he just got a new smokehouse and it was unseasoned. You know, when you buy a new smokehouse, you kind of have to season them.
You'll get the metal taste when it's brand new.
But, yeah, I mean, brining is, you know, that's pretty common practice with smoking.
And you guys mainly just use hickory?
Yeah.
Only hickory. Yeah.
Really? Why only?
It's just easier, you know, to just kind of have all the same stuff. And then that's just where we're at the moment. We're going to do some different applewood smoked bacons and stuff in the future here. But right now we just use the hickory, you know.
When I grill with charcoal, I'll often put the wood chips on and hickory sometimes. But I really like the cherry.
Yeah.
Really like the cherry wood.
Yeah.
And applewood's good, too. Let's go over to Brigham in Albany. Brigham.
Hey, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I was wondering, you haven't mentioned smoked fish. Do you do smoked fish, too?
Smoked fish.
Yeah, we got some smoked salmon. I got some smoked trout. We've done some cod.
Shrimp.
We got
What'd
some
you say, Brigham?
Shrimp.
You do smoke fish there, too?
Yes.
Smoking fish different from smoking meats. What are some of the different things you consider?
Well, it's a different cure, you know what I mean? It's just a salt and sugar and not a liquid brine. And then you got to push the water out and everything. And it doesn't take nearly as long to smoke the fish as it does, you know, some of the other meats.
Otherwise, it'll turn to rubber.
But, you know, the fish kind of cooks a lot faster. So you got to put a little bit more smoke on, you know, so because if the...
You're not going to be doing
done,
it as long.
Yeah. So you got to turn the smoke up so it's a lot smokier in there to get that smoke flavor.
There you go. Hey, Brigham, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Our number here is 800-348-2551. Our guest today, Ken Alterac. And Jim Kelly from Chester's Smokehouse on Watervliet Avenue in Albany. Didn't see the fish when I was in there last week.
No?
No.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff in that case. Maybe
is it popular?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Salmon's, we can't keep it in the shelf.
Yeah, we got a smoked salmon BLT. That's really good. That's popular.
You got Chester out there catching the salmon?
No, we get wild caught salmon, you know.
Yeah.
And no, we can't get him to do that. I'd do that, though, if that's a job
oh, really?
That's available.
Well, you know, I'm sure you got a lot of time on your hands with all the food here. Our number is 800-348-2551. The email address is voxpop@wamc.org. All right, Jim Kelly.
Yes.
You're that sausage right in front of you. What is that?
That looks like, is that sweet Italian?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you want to try some?
Yeah, just you can hand it over. I'm not a germaphobe like our president-elect. Here we go. Oh, yeah. Okay, now, is that just fat in there?
Yep.
That is fat.
The little white marbly part?
Yep.
Mm.
And that's what it should look like.
So good.
And we got some hot Italian if you want to contrast that.
Yeah, well, I've got enough flop sweat going without sweating from the hot sausage here.
The meat sweats.
Oh, this is good. Wow. Look at that. And so you would eat this cold? I mean, this is served cold?
Yeah. I mean, you can heat it up too, you know, have it with some peppers and whatever. And but it's good just like it is.
All right, let's take a call. Mark in Queensbury. Mark, you're on. Hello, Mark. Are you there, sir? Yeah, well, you're on now. Go ahead.
Okay. Do you guys sell any smoked products that don't use nitrates in the curing process?
We do have a few that don't contain nitrates. A lot of the stuff does, just because without the nitrates, it's a lot harder to prevent, you know, from different bacterias and stuff to get into stuff, and it really doesn't last very long. We do have some smoked turkey and some chicken and a few different things that are nitrate-free. But, you know, quite a bit of the stuff does have a very small amount of nitrates in it. It's like a, not even a quarter teaspoon for 100 pounds of meat. But that just, you really do need that just to preserve the stuff.
Really? Just a little quarter teaspoon for 100 pounds will preserve meat?
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting.
And we were offering nitrate-free hot dogs for a little while, but they just weren't. You know, there's so few people that do have the nitrate allergy that, you know, my mom actually has a nitrate allergy, so.
What happens?
What's that?
What if you have the nitrate allergy and you have a nitrate hot dog, what happens?
Your head? She ended up like swelling up. Like,
really?
Like her throat almost closed up.
Yeah. I've never heard of that before.
Yeah, it's. I guess it's not super common, but.
Yeah, if you got it, you know, because there's nitrates in pretty much all preserved foods.
So smoked meat's not necessarily number one on your hit parade if you have the nitrate allergy.
Yeah, no. Probably
I mean, we do have, you know, like I said, there is things without it. The turkey, a lot of the poultry and stuff is nitrate free, but like the pork and the beef, within a day or so it'll just be gray.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean. So
I'm so confused because so far we've talked about three different kinds of kielbasa, mm-hmm. plus sweet Italian sausage, hot Italian sausage, some other sausage over there, plus jerky. Now smoked fish, smoked turkey, smoked chicken, presumably bacon. Where do you put it all? How do you do that?
Well, I don't know. What do you think we got? Like 2,800 square foot of walk-in cooler over there. And we got, you know, you can only see so much from the front of the store. That's not even one-fifth of what's going on at that
amazing.
Place, you know.
Truly amazing.
Yeah.
And by the way, the hot Italian sausage, incredible.
Which is also nitrate-free, actually.
Is it really?
All the sausages
now,
are
why would this? Now, the sausage will keep a long time. Why can that be nitrate-free?
Well, because it starts out as a raw Italian sausage, and then we smoke it. But just the smoke alone keeps that one pretty good, you know.
Yeah, it's pretty good, all right.
Well, I mean, they get pretty dry, you know, in the smokehouse, so you get a lot of the fat rendered out of them, and that's where the bacteria starts to grow, is in the fat, so... If you can kind of render that out, then you're all right.
Ken Alterac is with us today. Also, Jim Kelly from Chester's Smokehouse on Waterbleed Avenue in Albany. And if you have a question about smoking meats or smoking cheese, and you guys smoke your own cheeses as well, huh?
Yep.
Again, I don't know how you do it.
Me either, but we do.
And we'll try some cheese in a minute. Let's take a break here. 800-348-2551 is our telephone number. 800-348-2551. We'll be back in the home stretch on a Food Friday.
Support for WAMC comes from Harold's Ice Cream, Thorne's Marketplace, Old South Street, downtown Northampton, Massachusetts. Dairy and No Moo dairy-free, handmade artisan ice cream, sweet baked goods, hot fudge, and more. Harold's.com. Field Goods, working to help people change the way they eat and support sustainable communities. Local produce delivered weekly to workplace and community locations, field-goods.com. 20 Railroad Public House, Great Barrington, Massachusetts. Providing local and seasonably inspired pub fare using antibiotic and added hormone-free meats, local produce, craft beer, cocktails, and wine, 20railroad.com. Roundhouse Bakery, Cambridge, New York. Featuring baked goods along with coffee, teas, soups, and sandwiches using locally sourced and organic as available produce and ingredients. Facebook.com/Roundhouse Bakery Cafe. And Sage Wine and Spirits, Falston Spa, New York, providing worldwide, sustainable, organic, and craft wines and spirits. Offering weekly tastings, wine and spirits specialist available to advise. SageWineSpirits.com.
So the lockbox is open. I don't know if you heard Alan this morning. Our fund drive begins, our on-air fund drive begins Monday, February 6th at 6 a.m. The lockbox now open. As of 2 o'clock, we had $284,000 already in the lockbox. Our goal is to make $500,000 by the start of the drive. We have 3 weeks to do it, about $215,000 to go. If you want to make a pledge, go right now to WAMC.org and click on the pledge box. You'll see a lockbox there. WAMC.org, make your pledge. Everything we raise now takes off the time on the fund drive. And we are today with Ken Alterac and Jim Kelly of Chester Smokehouse. So whatever this bread is, it's still hot and it's still really good. What is this?
That is our pierogi bread. It's a potato cheese bread.
How do you make that?
We make it with the potato and cheese pierogies that we have. So we take the filling with the potatoes and the cheddar cheese and the different spices and the dough from the pierogies, the nice light dough, and we whip it up, and then we just bake it up in the oven.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah,
all right, a couple
a
of emails here, and then back to the phones. This one is from Marissa. Where do you source your meat? Is any source locally? What are some challenges in sourcing meats from upstate New York or the Northeast as a whole? And we were talking about this in the green room. It's not easy.
Yeah, I mean, the challenges are, you know, keeping the prices at a reasonable level, you know. We have been looking lately in some different local farmers and stuff, but it's just hard to, you know, it's you can't really sell Italian sausage for $12.99 a pound. It's just not, you know, so to buy the stuff locally and to resell, you know, to resell at a retail level is, it's tough, you know. And there's definitely a market there, but I don't know if it's as large as the market.
Well, you keep, you know, you keep your eyes open.
Yeah.
This one's from Robert in the town of Wright. My summertime favorites, both smoked and smoky, brisket and bourbon. Any suggestions, techniques for smoking duck, he says, and will the rendered fat be okay to confit with smoke-wise? I imagine the confit would impart a gentle smokiness to whatever I'm cooking.
We actually just did smoke duck for Christmas time.
You're kidding me.
Yeah.
Yep. I mean, you saw the same thing with everything else. You're going to brine it and your salt and your sugar and what other secret recipes you got, I guess, from there. And then you just smoke it in your smokehouse, you know, regular, like 220 degrees and... Depends on the size of the duck, you know.
What about the rendered fat? Now, I don't know if you can answer that question.
I'd leave that right on there.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't take it off. I mean, you could separate the two of them maybe, you know, the fat and the meat, if you want to get a little smoky flavor on the fat, but...
So is smoked duck popular?
Yeah, it was. We did it, you know. We did it for Thanksgiving. We were putting them inside of turkeys.
No, you were doing the turduckins?
Yeah,
oh, of course you were. Yeah, I imagine that would be true. Let's go to Tracy in Waterville. Tracy, you're on.
Oh, hi. I just wanted to ask what your store hours are. So I'm in my car now in Voorheesville, and I wondered if I had time to get there today.
Oh, that's a great question.
Sure do. 10 to 7 every day, Monday through Friday, and then 10 to 5 Saturday and 10 to 2 on Sunday.
There you go.
There you are. Oh, great. Day. Awesome. 10 to 7.
Yep,
okay.
You got time.
That was it.
All right, Tracy. Well, have a great weekend. Thank you very much. We appreciate it. 800-348-2551. Can't tell you enough how great this bread is. And I got a feeling that it may disappear at the end of the program.
That's totally fine.
Did you end up going off the Atkins diet, Jim, and having a little taste?
I had a little nibble, but try not to disrupt ketosis over
so
here.
So you're on the Atkins diet in the most perfect place in the world.
Yeah.
Smoked,
you know,
cheese, smoked meats.
If you're on a low-carb diet, this is a good place to shop. We got
meat, cheese, and potatoes. That's what we got over there.
And what is the potatoes not necessarily a good thing.
Everything else.
So what cheese do we have over there in that platter of goodness?
What do we got? We got Gouda over here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, can I try that? Can I try a piece of that?
Oh, this is Gouda over here. Sorry.
Okay. Oh, that's beautiful.
This looks like sharp cheddar.
Gouda. We
you
got
can
a
smell
cheddar.
The smoke.
We got a smoked Finlandia Swiss.
So and when you smoke a Gouda, obviously it's got such a smoke. I mean.
Yeah.
How long will it take to do that?
The cheese about 16 hours, 18 hours.
That's all.
Yeah. I mean, it's all night, you know, and the next day. And it's a heavy smoke. You know, you open the door, you can't even see in there, you know. So it's a heavy, cold smoke. It runs at like 65 degrees. And we got to pull air from a refrigerated box that dumps in at the same time as the smoke. So because the smoke burns at about 120.
And you don't want to melt the cheese.
So you don't want to melt the cheese.
Fascinating.
So we have to kind of mix cold air in.
And we do have smoked butter, which I think we're the only place in the world where you can get smoked butter.
Stop the presses. Did you bring any smoked butter?
No, we didn't bring any smoked butter.
You guys are killing me. I've never even heard of such a thing.
Well, I don't know where it came from. I just kind of threw it in there one day.
Oh, this is your idea?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I don't know if I'm the first one to ever do it, but it's awesome.
Smoked butter.
Yeah, it smells amazing.
How can that be good for you in any way? In any way?
Well, no worse than just regular butter, I guess, you know.
I don't know. That's
it's good, though. It smell your house up nice.
Okay, I tell you what. You know, note to you fellas, a couple things. One, when you come back, you bring Chester. Yeah. Two, you bring the smoked butter.
Yeah.
All right? It must be. It must be. I wish I could have time to try the Galumpkis, but they look fantastic. What kind of sauce is on there?
It's like a red gravy, like a tomato gravy.
But it's not really like tomato sauce.
No. It's like a nice we make with like all the pork bones. We make a pork stock.
Yeah.
And then we make like a little tomato gravy out of it.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, this is great. So there's probably not a great deal of waste.
No. I mean, not so. I mean, we hope not.
It's kind of an old world way of doing things.
Yeah. I mean, we're not, you're not doing anything crazy over there, putting weird stuff in the soup or anything like that.
No.
But there is a use for everything, especially when you make this many, kinds of meats and bolognese and stuff like that, so.
And a little Food Friday connection. Rick Orlando actually comes by to pick up some smoked pork bones.
Rick was on here on last Friday.
Yep. Yep.
You know, we didn't even talk about this because you guys were booked well in advance, way out in a couple of months, and there was a cancellation, and that's why you were on today. So I didn't even bring that up with Rick, but I'm not surprised. Our number here is 800-348-2551. We are talking with Jim Kelly and Ken Alterac of Chester's Smokehouse on Watervliet Avenue in Albany. 800-348-2551 is the telephone number. Stay awake, Ken. We're almost done. Jeepers creepers. So what do you guys have planned? Now, first of all, give me a little bit about what Chester has taught you guys about the old world way of doing things.
Well, I mean, pretty much everything, the different techniques on, the curing and stuff like that. And there's a lot that goes into it even, before you smoke it, That's where most of the work is, just once it's ready to get in the smokehouse, you're ready to go pretty much, So, I mean, he's taught us, not so much maybe Jim, Jim is.
He's a PR guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, very slick.
Yeah, it works out for him. He gets free steaks and stuff. So. But, he's, every day we learn something new over there. Chester really knows what he's doing. He's been doing this stuff for a long time.
Was he a tough boss to work for?
He's all right, I guess luckily he's not so much the boss, so it's all right, We do all right.
Well, what, are you the boss?
Well, I don't know. It's tough. We got a couple bosses over there,
Well, the lady I saw at the store last week, I figured she was kind of the boss.
I don't know. It depends on which lady it was. Maybe I don't know.
Well, I would take orders from her.
Yeah,
definitely. What do you have coming up this new year? What new things do you have in store?
We talked about the chicken wings already. We got those coming up for the football playoffs, and that's a big time of year for chicken wings. Cool. That's something new for us. We've always talked about doing them, but we finally pulled the trigger and. They're selling like hotcakes. They're
really
selling crazy. Yep.
We're really trying to get the, like the different fresh meats, the steaks and the chicken breast, and we're trying to, because we weren't really doing that in the beginning. We were just kind of doing the sausages and everything. So we're really trying to push the fresh meat now too.
Mm.
Trying to push that. So.
Just give me an idea about how many people are actually working there at any time. Because, short of having a bunch of elves who work all night long, I don't know how you do all this stuff.
Well, we got a couple guys. The guys in the back, they get there. The butchers, they get there at like 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning. And they're there until 3, 4 o'clock. And we got three of them now. We got Chester, and he's got two helpers. And then out front, I got, I think I got three people out front and myself.
Hmm.
And I got one kitchen manager and a... one dishwasher and one pierogi maker. All he does is make pierogies all day long.
Yeah, all right, let's take a look at the pierogies here. This is something I had last week, and they are. And they're perfect.
So this is like our flagship product. These are the potato cheddar pierogies. They're our biggest seller.
Look at this. Now, obviously, the lady who, when I was there Friday, said, "Dave, you got to cook these in butter with some onion."
Yep.
She was pretty strict about that, and it looks like you've done just
that's exactly
that.
Exactly what we did. And you can dip in some sour cream if you'd like.
And they're so dense.
Yeah,
and
no,
just,
it's not a little tiny.
It's not one of those airy little things you put a few on a plate. It's almost a meal in itself.
Oh yeah. Well, we got different meat ones too. We don't have we got different meat pierogies and stuff, kibasi pierogies and chicken bacon and.
I thought the buffalo chicken was a brilliant idea. Now again, whose idea was that?
I don't know. I think maybe my dad's.
Really?
Yeah, I believe so.
That's a
He's
great idea.
He's got a lot of ideas over there.
The thing that got me is it wasn't that. It was fairly mild.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It didn't hit you over the head. You could tell it was buffalo wings,
yeah.
But it wasn't so much that if you're not a huge wing fan.
Yeah, we want to be accessible to everybody.
We kind of try to do that with a lot of the spices, you know. You don't really want to overspice things and, you know, alienate people from... One. If it's too hot, then, you know, half the people are going to say, well, it's too hot. I can't eat them, you know.
What's the secret to making a good pierogi?
Well, the filling, you know. If you don't have a good filling in there, then you're in trouble, you know. But
you won't give up any secrets on this program, will you? Makes it for a difficult program. I got to be honest with you.
Well, I don't know if it would matter. I don't think anybody really wants to do it anyways. People, they don't like making pierogies.
Well, the ones I got were not... browned already. We put them in the pan. So you guys cooked these and brought these over.
Yeah, yep. We sell them fully cooked, though.
Oh yeah,
we boil them because you got to boil them first because the dough is raw.
So I'm holding the bread, which you said has the same filling, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So how do you make bread out of what's in a pierogi?
Well, it's got the dough, you know, the dough on the outside, the raw dough,
right?
The cheese and the potato, and then we put this feta cheese in there. So that's where you get that little bitterness from, is that feta.
That's amazing.
Truly but yeah, amazing. And then we just whip it all together and we bake it.
Well, let's see if we can get Jim to eat some more bread here in the waiting minutes of the show.
Well, Ray, I'll tell you what. There's one more thing I need you to try is our liver pate on rye.
Oh, yeah. On rye.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect.
That's a perfect combo.
All right. Let's give it a shot here. Oh, boy. You guys brought so much food.
That's what we were saying when we were leaving.
You know, we want your station to start shopping.
All right. Well, listen. I can't chew and talk, so you have to talk about the history of the store.
Okay.
Go ahead. You got 12 seconds while I take a bite.
All right. Well, we started building the store in, I think, 2012, maybe. It took us like 2.5, almost 3 years to build the place, just with the amount of extensive work we had to do. And we opened up in, I think, June 2015, and so far it's been going really well.
Keep going.
It's a lot of work, you know.
You guys have failed on the, completely on the sort of talking amongst yourselves. That's really good. That's really good liver pate. So what cheese is on there?
That's just Swiss on there. We have one without cheese, one with cheese. I just gave you one of each. But
and again, it doesn't hit you over the head. It's fairly mild. Yeah. It's very, little, very, little, tastes very fresh.
A little grilled onion flavor in there.
Mm. Just like Mom used to make.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, we'll have to try a wing. Why don't you try a wing, Jim, and tell me about it, because I'm talking on the show. Adventures in Radio.
He's never tried.
Oh, look at that. Boy, what a professional. Dips it right in the blue cheese. There it goes. Boy, that looks good. I got to be honest with you. Yeah.
Yeah, the wings are pretty popular.
How long will you cook these wings to make them dry like that? They look perfect.
We just rebake those because we smoke them and then we flash fry them and then we sell them cold. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you can just buy them. I think they're, what, $8.99 a dozen? Yeah, they're $8.99 a dozen.
Yeah, we that's great. That's fantastic. Well, that's really good stuff. Our number here is 800-348-2551, 800-348-2551. Jim Kelly is here. He's having a wing from Chester Smokehouse. Ken Alterac is here. He helps run the show over there. Chester is, you think Chester's listening?
No.
Probably not.
No?
He's probably working.
Does he even know that you're on?
Mm-hmm.
Will you get fired for being on?
No.
No?
He can't really fire me.
Why?
I don't know. He needs me over there. We need each other.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. Well, that's a very good thing. Don't forget, we have our lockbox in operation at WAMC.org. We had $284,000 at 2 o'clock, and we would love you to make a pledge at WAMC.org. Right now, we'll try to hit the $500,000 lockbox goal. If we do that by the start of the fund drive, we're halfway done with the drive by the time we hit the airwaves on Monday, February 6th. And that would be pretty good. You know, you guys probably don't know this, but what we do is we have people give us food for the volunteers. So I think that maybe next time you guys have to, not this drive, but next drive, you guys have to bring some of the stuff for the volunteers.
Well, I think we could probably do that.
Yeah, I think that would be a really good thing. We're going to go over and talk to Joe and Troy. Joe.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Got a question for you.
Yeah.
New to smoking, and I'm going to try and smoke some very white fish, like a walleye, lake fish.
Mm-hmm.
What do you suggest for wood type for that? And how heavy should I actually season it? Should I not brine it? Should I just lightly season it?
Yeah, I mean, Before you smoke it, I mean, the best way to do it is just equal parts, maybe salt and sugar, brown sugar, and just kind of, you know, rub that on the fillets. Are you going to smoke the whole fish, or are you just doing the fillets?
It'll be the fillets.
Yeah, so you just, and then you rub that on there. You put maybe some parsley or some dill, some sort of fresh herbs to separate the fillets.
Okay.
And you just stack them on top of each other for like 8 or 9 hours. And you just push them to get the water out, because if there's water in there, then the smoke won't stick to your fish.
And if you ask Chester's about right. we're always going to say hickory.
Hickory, he will say?
We're always
Chester
gonna
say will
hickory.
Say hickory. Okay.
What about wood type, though? Should I go with a mild wood?
I mean, as long as you got a hard wood, you'll be fine, because the fish isn't going to take very long, you know what I mean? It's at an hour
right.
and 15 minutes at the most. So.
Oh, good. Okay.
You know, once you get to the 145, whatever, if you got a meat thermometer, or once that fish just falls apart on its own, then you're good to go, you know. So you really want a nice, heavy smoke.
Thank you.
Hey, Joe, thanks a lot for the call.
All right, buddy, thank you.
Yep, have a great weekend. And our number here in the waning moments of the program is 800-348-2551. Well, the pierogies are phenomenal, and the galumpkies I did not try, but perhaps after the show we'll do that. And how do we find out more about your venue? You're online, right?
Yeah, we have ChesterSmokehouse.com. You can see our whole menu on there, and you can, if you're not local or you want to send something to a family member, you can order everything
online. Oh, that's great. That's great. And you guys are at Watervliet Avenue, and you're on the corner of...
it's Hunter. Almost the corner of Central, where you can see us from the corner of Central, but we're on Watervliet, yep.
That's a nice shop indeed. And, well, it was great having you guys on. And I appreciate all the, I don't know, I hope the staff is hungry, because there's a lot of, Zach, you hungry over there?
They've seen us coming
Barb,
in.
You're hungry over there at the phones? Good. So, and you'll do the podcast as well.
Absolutely.
Okay, so Dave Hopper's here, Ashley Kinsey is here, and then we'll record a podcast with you guys about smoking meats and sausages and doing some of the fine things. Maybe you give them a bite of the Reuben sandwich. Maybe.
If there's anything left.
If there's anything left. And once again, we encourage all of our listeners to make that to pledge at WAMC.org. WAMC.org is our website. The lockbox is open. As of 2, it was $284,000, and our goal is $500,000. We're trying to reach that goal by the start of our fund drive on air, which is Monday, February 6th at 6 a.m. with Alan Shartok. Support for WAMC comes from SUNY Schenectady County Community College, offering over 50 degree, certificate, and program options in music, culinary arts, business, liberal arts, math, and science. SUNYSCCC.edu. John Andrews Farmhouse Restaurant, inspired by international flavors and seasonal ingredients, sourced from local farms and food makers. John Andrews is just over the NY Berkshire's border in Egremont, Massachusetts. JohnAndrewsRestaurant.com. And Rolling Rock Farm Salt and Seasonings, Sheffield, Massachusetts. Handcrafted in small batches, infused sea salts, specializing in garlic and hot pepper blends, creating special blends with labels for gifts, weddings, and corporate events. RollingRockSalt.com for market appearances. So once again, I want to thank our friends Jim Kelly and Ken Alterac at Chester's Smokehouse. And the website, once again, Jim...
it's ChesterSmokehouse.com, and we have a huge Facebook presence as well. If you just search us on Facebook,
so this is what you do. This is your PR skills, and Joe Donahue taught you this. Not so much. I knew it. And Ken, well, best of luck, and send Chester, if in fact he exists, our best.
You know, you might have to come get him.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, we really appreciate you being here and all the great food that you brought today. A reminder, you can hear this program online at WAMC.org. We'll put it up in about half an hour. You can find the archived audio if you go to WAMC.org/VoxPop. And that'll do it for today's program. I want to thank you for listening, and thanks for the calls. Thanks for the emails. Thanks to Zach Malloy, our engineer, who's now ready to eat. And I recommend just about everything Zach Malloy. Barb King took your calls. Our producer, Jim Lavoulis. I'm Ray Graff. Have a lovely weekend. It's Monday on Monday, you know. And on Monday, it's a medical Monday. Alan will be here at 2 o'clock in the big chair for a medical Monday. I'm Ray Graff. Stay tuned now for a news update.